It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American film actor Ward Bond, born in 1903 in Dundee County, Nebraska. He appeared in more than 200 films and the NBC television series Wagon Train from 1957 to 1960. Among his best-remembered roles are Bert the Cop in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life and Captain Clayton in John Ford's The Searchers. Bond's hometown of Benkelman, Nebraska, is a small place located in the southwestern corner of the state near the Kansas and Colorado state lines. The family moved to Denver in 1919, where Ward graduated from East High School. He attended the Colorado School of Mines and went on to the University of Southern California to play football on the same team as future USC coach Jess Hill. At 6'2 and 195 pounds, Bond was a starting lineman on USC's first national championship team in 1928. He graduated in 1931 with a bachelor's degree in engineering. Bond and actor John Wayne, who had played tackle for USC in 1926 before an injury ended his career, became lifelong friends and colleagues. Bond, Wayne, and the entire Southern Cal team were hired to appear in Salute, a 1929 football film starring George O'Brien and directed by John Ford. During the filming of this movie, Bond and Wayne befriended Ford, and they appeared in many of his later films. After Salute, Ward Bond became a busy character actor. He appeared in 31 films released in 1935 and 23 in 1939. Among the better-known ones were Bringing Up Baby, Gone with the Wind, The Maltese Falcon, and Sergeant York. Wagon Train, which became NBC's number one series during its run, was inspired by the 1950 film Wagon Master, in which Bond also appeared. He was assigned the lead role of the crusty but compassionate Major Seth Adams, who bossed the wagon train. Bond appeared in more of the films on both the original and the 10th anniversary edition of the American Film Institute's 100 Years, 100 Movies lists than any other actor. He was also featured in 13 films that were nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture, and that may also be more than any other actor. He died November 5, 1960 from a heart attack. He was 57. John Wayne, with whom he made 23 movies, gave the eulogy at his funeral. Bond's will left Wayne a shotgun, the very same shotgun with which Wayne had once accidentally wounded his friend. A legend has developed that country singer Johnny Horton died in an automobile accident while driving to see Bond at a hotel in Dallas to discuss a possible role in the fourth season of Wagon Train. Although Horton was indeed killed in a car crash, at 1:30 in the morning on November 5, 1960, and Bond died from a heart attack at noon that same day, the two events were completely unrelated. Horton was on his way from Austin to Shreveport, Louisiana, not Dallas, and Bond was in Dallas to attend a football game. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 9th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.